My dear Islamic brothers, there are so many temptations out there. Which specific one shall I talk about? Every now and then you'll hear about a suicide. Boyfriend suicided. Girlfriend suicided. One was failed in love and he suicided. Eventually one took a gun and he shot himself and the other too. That person could have seen this in films. That someone got failed in love, he couldn't get his love, and he killed himself and the others. Oh dear, that was just a film character. It wasn't real. It was just a drama. That's how these films and dramas make people mad. They're promoting fashion, unveiling. On top of that, this unveiling and sinful act have been glamorized. Furthermore, this unveiling, these sinful acts have been promoted and made so attractive that people have more tendency towards them. People are falling prey to these temptations in this modern world. And this has been so modified to this modern culture that if you are educated, if you are intelligent, if you are modern, and if you want to live in this world, then you have to be part of all this. In other words, one has to commit all these sins to move along with this so-called modern world. But let's put it this way, the more you are disobedient to Allah, the more modern you are, ma'adallah. This theory is absolutely wrong. We are being distracted from our right path with sound planning, and we are not realizing all sorts of evil temptations are attacking us. They're destroying our mentality, they're destroying our character, they're destroying our behavior, whereas we are sleeping. Dear brothers, today's modern world's example is as if we are living in a quiet jungle and dark clouds have appeared. And remember, in order to protect the wealth of our iman, we cannot sleep at such place where thieves have been appointed on security.